India supports dialogue and diplomacy and not war, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said at the BRICS summit here on Wednesday, in an unambiguous message calling for resolution of the Russia-Ukraine conflict through peaceful negotiations. In his address, Modi flagged concerns over pressing challenges such as wars, economic uncertainty, climate change and terrorism and said the BRICS can play a positive role to take the world in the right path. We support dialogue and diplomacy, not war. And just as we were able to overcome a challenge like COVID together, we are certainly able to create new opportunities to ensure a secure, strong and prosperous future for future generations, he said. The summit was attended by top leaders of BRICS nations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The Prime Minister also batted for concerted global efforts to deal with terrorism and that there must not be any double standards in fighting the menace. In order to counter terrorism and terror financing, we need the single-minded, firm support of all. There is no place for double standards on this serious matter. We need to take active steps to stop the radicalization of youth in our countries. We must work together on the long-pending matter in the UN of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism, he said. The same way, we need to work on global regulations for cyber security and for safe and secure AI, he added. Modi said India is ready to welcome new countries into BRICS as partner countries. In this regard, all decisions should be taken by consensus, and the views of BRICS founding members should be respected, he said. The guiding principles, standards, criteria and procedures adopted during the Johannesburg summit should be complied with by all members and partner countries, Modi noted. The Prime Minister also pitched for reform of the UN Security Council and other global bodies. We must move forward in a time-bound manner on reforms in global institutions such as the UN Security Council, multilateral development banks, and the WTO, he said. As we take our efforts forward in BRICS, we must be careful to ensure that this organization does not acquire the image of one that is trying to replace global institutions, instead of being perceived as one that wishes to reform them, he said. Modi also argued that the hopes, aspirations and expectations of the countries of the Global South must also be kept in mind. The BRICS grouping, created by the confluence of different viewpoints and ideologies, is a source of inspiration for the world, fostering positive cooperation, he said. Our diversity, respect for each other and our tradition of moving forward on the basis of consensus are the basis for our cooperation, he added.